Yona Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, wrapping up the literally turbulent first perek of Yona, and we're going to get Yona off the boat, which is now in great peril to get smacked underwater and for everyone to drown. What should we do to you now that we know it's your responsibility that we're facing this giant storm? Vayomer Aleihem, so Yona said back to them, the unthinkable. Except maybe to every non-Jew who voted for Zoran Mamdani. Lahashiv, I'm sorry, Sauni Bahatiluni El Hayam. Pick me up and throw me into the ocean, he says. Now, Ibn Ezra sees this as more suicidal thought. Yona would rather die than be the instrument of tshuva on behalf of Nineveh. And this is something that now three or four different Mefarshim have said, so we really need to understand. Yona would much rather die than save the people that he sees as Hamas, that he sees as Hitler, that he sees as the greatest anti-Semites who are going to just bring destruction to the Jewish people later. I would rather die first. So throw me overboard. But Ibn Ezra also points out that they were already talking about throwing him overboard or throwing overboard whoever's fault it was. So he just played into everything that they were saying. Is this absolute love of Klal Yisrael? Yeah, you got to see that. But at the same time, is it true suicide when he's not throwing himself overboard? He's telling them to throw him overboard. That's interesting too. Preferable for the Goyim to throw me overboard than for me to commit suicide. So that shows us that suicide is not ever the right answer if there's any alternative. V'yishtok hayam me'aleichem, and then the sea will become quiet and subside from upon you. It will calm down. Nothing for you to worry about because I'll be off the boat. Then the boat is no longer a target. Wow. Ki yodea ani, because I know ki v'sheli hasar hagadol hazeh aleichem, that it's because of me that this mighty tempest is upon you. Sacrifice me, throw me into the ocean. My sin caused this. Yud Gimel, the men refuse. They try to save his life. You have to give them a lot of credit. The men rowed strongly, vigorously, toiled, worked themselves. Vayachtiru technically means to bore and break through a wall or through a wall of rock. It's digging tunnels. Our recent experience with the wonderful people of Hamas presumably had tools to do that, but they're trying to force their way and tunnel through the waves. Lahashiv el hayabasha, to return to the dry land. V'lo yacholu, but they were unable. Ki hayom holech v'sawer aleihem, because the sea was becoming even stormier against them and upon them. The ocean itself is working against them to try to save him. Yodalad v'yikru el Hashem v'yomru ano Hashem. And they called out to God, whom they formerly did not call out to. And they said, please God, Alna novda benefesh oesh hazeh. Don't let us die for the life of this man. Val titein olenu dam naki. And do not place as our responsibility innocent blood. Don't blame us for shedding innocent blood. We don't know where he came from. We don't know where you've been. We're doing what we have to do and we're trying to save him and we can't. Please. So a little tefillah on top of a lot of action to try to save him. Ki ata Hashem kasher chafatzta osisa. You are God. That's a big statement right there. They are admitting the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is your will, and everything is subject to your will, says Mesudas David. And if we have to have him die at our hands, you're the one decreeing it. Kasher chafatzta osisa. As you wish, you have done. Tesvav, with no choice, vayis'u es Yona, and they picked Yona up, vayitiluhu el hayam, and they threw him overboard into the sea. The least instinctual thing any sailor would ever do is throw somebody intentionally into the ocean. Vayamod ha'am hayam mizapo, and the sea ceased its raging. Step back from its anger, from its fury. Simply put, ceased storming. but stopped raging is really what that za'apo means, za'af. So the Chazal tell us that at first they didn't throw him overboard. They put him in the sea up to his knees and the storm got less. But when they picked him out of the water to try to save him and not drown him, the sea raged again. So the next time they lowered him up to his belly button and the storm backed off. But again, when they tried to pick him back up onto the deck, the raging began. The third time they threw him in up to his neck. And they considered this to be a chazaka. When they saw that the sea raged only when they put him back in, they said, what are we supposed to do? And they threw him off into the water, which immediately was calm as glass. And the men feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu exceedingly. And several of the different Mefarshim say they had witnessed now a Nes Nifla from God, and they became Gerim. They saw His omnipotence. Vayizbechu Zevach LaHashem. And they made sacrifices once, Ibn Ezra says, once they got back to shore, they made sacrifices. Radak says they made a neder, that they will bring sacrifices when they get back. Vayidru Nedarim. So these vows that they're going to become Gerim, vows that they're going to give charity to the poor, according to some, vows that they were going to bring sacrifices later when they got back to the land. And not only that, but some of these men were witness to him getting swallowed by a fish and then getting him getting spit out by a fish again. And some of them went back to Yafo and made an Aliyas HaRegel to Yerushalayim, got a bris milah, and became Jewish. So the way Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer explains it is that it was a process, not only seeing that when they threw him in that everything calmed down, but also that when they saw him walking around again and doing his nevuah ultimately to Ninveh, that's when they converted. But an unbelievable beginning to an unbelievable sefer. Most of Trei Asar is direct nevuah about what is to come. This is a story about what happened. And as an object lesson, unbelievable impact on the power of tshuva, as we will see going forward.